everybody. My name is Bea Bonner, and you're listening to Community Voices on NPR Illinois 91.9 UIS. And along with Community Voices, this week, we are in our winter pledge drive. So it's a very important time of year for us, and we just thank all of our listeners and supporters for being here with us during this time. And so to get us started, I just want to give you all the ways you can give right now. Stop what you're doing and make those gifts right now. So call 217-206-9847. And you can go online to nprillinois.org. We are still trying to get to know our neighbors this week. And today we have another very important guest, and I'm going to let her introduce herself.
Hi, Bea and Randy. This is Mary Bolin. I'm a retired professor at University of Illinois Springfield, and I taught journalism. And before that, I was a reporter. For me, it's quite important that we have good journalism in this community, and I appreciate so much what NPR Illinois is doing.
Now, Mary, I have a question. I was doing a little bit of research, and you went through the PAR program, didn't you?
I did, way back. I hate to hesitate to tell you, but it was 1977 when I graduated, and I immediately went to work for the United Press International at the Capitol. It was a great experience, and I highly endorse the PAR program.
The PAR program is the public affairs reporting program that's been at the university for a while, and it's an amazing source for us of reporters, young reporters. It has an internship component where that intern is at the State House for a while working with our reporters. And then a lot of times when they're done and graduate with their master's degree in 1 year, we've been able to hire them and have them join our news staff. So we've had a long list of State House or PAR reporters coming out of the State House. And Mary, it's an amazing program. And like you said, you went right into a job at the State House still, right?
I did. I was very fortunate that there was an opening actually before my program even ended. So I finished up as a reporter and went from the intern pay to the regular pay. Not that it was a lot, but it was a little bit more. So that was great.
Nothing changes, right?
No. Journalism is not the highest paying job, but we have wonderful, hardworking people.
And that is one of the reasons it's important that you, the listener, help support NPR Illinois. It allows us to pay reporters. We'd love to be able to pay everybody a lot, but we're public radio. We pay a decent wage, and that's really because we have you, the listener, who supports the work of the reporters. And some people know this, a lot of people don't, but reporting takes a lot of effort, especially to get good quality sourcing and make sure your stories are factual. It's not just quickly get some information and put it on the air. It's fact-checking, it's editing, it's a lot of stuff. And Mary, you've done that for people.
Yes, and I would say, and I taught it for many years too, and there's a difference between blogging your opinion or writing something on Facebook and good journalism. Good journalism has fact checkers, it has editors, it has people in the chain of the information that are going to question a reporter and make sure that all sides are considered and that the truth is out there. So I have to say, a lot of what passes for journalism today is opinion. And there's a place for that, but it shouldn't be mixed up with good fact-checking, truth, objective journalism. And I think NPR is the place to go for that.
It helps to have it clearly labeled and identified. And we were talking in a lunch and learn with Jason Pisha and some other folks at the university about how people misinterpret talk hosts on radio or even television news channels. Their analysts are not necessarily reporters, but not everybody understands that. And that creates some misunderstanding at times.
Yes. And I was fortunate to listen to you. You all did a wonderful job. And I think you're right. A lot of public maybe not understand what all goes into it. Like you said, journalism is hard work. Good journalism is really hard work. And it's fact-checking. It's pouring through records. It's looking at the figures and making sure they add up correctly. It is making sure your grammar is correct and that you're using the words in the right way and that you're quoting people correctly. There is a lot going into it. And I think I don't know that all the public actually understands how hard it is sometimes to do that when you are fighting against people who are easily throwing out conspiracy theories or opinion, masquerading as news. And that's personal and professional bug of mine, that people are pretending they're journalists, but they really aren't.
I think we're so fortunate to have many people like Mary who understands what it takes for us as NPR Illinois to be able to provide news, but news that is accurate and news that I think helps all people in Springfield and in our region. So if you want to be like Mary and continue to support the journalism we're able to provide, you can call 217-206-9847 or go online to nprillinois.org to make your gift today. And now, Mary, are you still doing any type of journalism? I saw over the years that you've wrote some stories for us and other people.
Yes, I continue to do some freelance writing. I like to write about travel, which is a little difficult right now. So I've been writing about some diversions that people are doing during the pandemic. And of course, podcast and listening to NPR are high on the list, as well as reading and gardening and baking and biking and birding, things that we can do from our home base. But I will say that, yes, I continue to write some. I've been fortunate to do that. I like to write and I like to talk to people. And I know that's what your journalists do too. They interview people. They make sure that they're accurately quoted. And then they write good stories. And one of the things that I love about NPR in general is the explanation that goes with the stories. You're not just throwing facts out there. You are actually explaining the context of the facts. And that is so important. I know that we've all talked about these driveway moments when you are listening to the radio, you're listening to NPR, and you pull into your driveway and the story's not quite done. And we sit there in the driveway listening to it. It's that good. It's that gripping and it's that interesting. And I really appreciate that.
This is Community Voices on NPR Illinois, 91.9 UIS. I'm Randy Eccles, along with Bea Bonner. And our guest for this segment is retired professor and journalist, Mary Boland. Mary, we really appreciate you joining us today. And how are you coping with the coronavirus period?
Well, so far I'm healthy and my family's healthy. So I'm very grateful for that. I don't go out too much. I, do the basics, as we all do. Fortunately, my husband was really smart because when the virus started, he said, the gyms are gonna close and there's gonna be a rush on equipment. So he got one of the last recumbent exercise bikes in the city and a pair of weights. So we've been trying to stay healthy even when the weather's not great, but most of the time we try to be outside gardening, reading, writing, baking. I mean, doing a lot of cooking because we're not eating out much. I'm sure that's true of everybody. We've been trying to take a few day trips here and there, usually driving, not much stopping.
He's been busy doing some writing himself, hasn't he? What's the peacock title?
Yes, A Parable of the Peacock. That was sort of a good therapy for my husband. Well, he did the first edition last year, and it is no secret that it's the peacock is a certain president that is a little difficult to expel from the White House right now. And so then he did a follow-up this fall, and that was fun. It's kind of therapeutic to make fun of people. And it's not journalism. I will tell you that right now. It's opinion. It's not to be mixed up with the good work that NPR is doing. So.
It's nicely illustrated, but for adults.
Yes, absolutely. It's a read aloud book for adults. Yeah, you would not probably want to share that with children at this point.
Mary, you talked a little bit about writing. And what's your passion right now?
Well, I'm trying to make sure that I stay informed. And I'm trying to also not get too caught up and just let the bad news of the world right now consume us. So I think that's another reason why I like to listen to NPR and other outlets, because it's mixed up. There's good stories, there's bad stories, there's interesting stories. I think that I'm kind of a news junkie, obviously, but I don't want to be 24/7 on cable television because that can drive you crazy and you're too anxious in that regard. I'm trying to stay informed, but trying to stay a balance with doing other things too.
Have you heard anything recently or seen anything that's giving you some hope or joy right now?
Well, certainly we're all hopeful for the vaccine, and that's good. And again, I have to remember to be thankful every day that my family is healthy and that we're secure. We have no food insecurities or home insecurities, and many people are struggling with that, and that's difficult. I know how difficult it is. I don't have to worry about educating little kids at home while I'm trying to work. My son and daughter-in-law are doing that. They're both working at home, and their children are in virtual school out in Virginia. And it's tough. And I know that's tough. So it's not easy for a lot of families right now. So I just have to remember to be grateful for what I have, and that this too will end, we hope. We hope soon. I'm hopeful for the spring. It's always good to think about that.
I've seen a lot of psychologists, especially right about now, are saying people are getting to the tipping point, and that gratitude is a really great way, as you were just saying, to balance things out. That's good to hear. This is Mary Boland. She's a friend of NPR Illinois and has helped us out a lot in the past, reported on some stories for us, and is a supporter of the station. And you can join her in supporting NPR Illinois by going to nprillinois.org or by calling 206-9847 and making a gift to support the station at this year-end drive. It's really important. Listeners are our number one source of revenue to operate the station. If you haven't done it, please do so now. And if you have done it, thank you very much.
Now, earlier you mentioned traveling and, you know, you writing about traveling. Is there any place you hope to get to when the pandemic is over that you haven't visited yet?
Oh, yes, of course. There's lots of places, but I'm trying not to think too far in advance, but we canceled a couple of trips this year. Obviously, one was to the Southwest. We love going out there, and we were going to go there in the fall. Had to cancel that one. Scotland is on my list. I've been there, but I'd like to go back. I'd like to go back to Norway. There's other places that would be fun to go, but we have to travel between our rooms of our house and around our neighborhood right now. But that's okay. It'll come. It will come. But I also enjoy little short trips. I like exploring Illinois, and I think there's lots of fun things. I just finished a story that's going to be in the Illinois Times this week about what people are doing during the pandemic. And as I said, birds and books and baking and biking and all those kinds of things. And another story I just worked on was the tallest things in Illinois. And that's been fun. And that's one I can do from home. The tallest building, the tallest natural wonder, the tallest tree, the tallest statue. There's some interesting things in the state, and I'm enjoying doing those too.
I've seen some of your Illinois writing that you've done about, do you have a favorite place in the state that for people who are looking for a quick getaway?
Well, of course, you know, Giant City in Southern Illinois is beautiful, and I love that. But that's not exactly a day trip. You really have to stay over, which is fine. And the same with Galena. You know, it's a wonderful place. Recently, I've kind of rediscovered Quincy, and I had not been there much. And I went last year and found really some delightful things there. Beautiful old homes and a wonderful bakery, and, you know, got the Mississippi there. And so one of our day trips this fall was to go back over and look at the trees and have a picnic lunch along the Mississippi. And that was really fun. If you haven't been to Quincy for a while, it's well worth the trip. And you can do that in a day and come back. That's one of the places I've enjoyed.
I think I saw you write something about maybe the Titanic in Peoria. Was that one?
Yes. Yeah. They had a Titanic exhibit at the Peoria Riverfront Museum. And I did a story on that a while back. Yes. Thank you.
Well, Mary, I really appreciate you taking the time to join us and talk a little bit about the writing you've been doing and your support of NPR. It's a real pleasure. For anybody who's listening, we are in the year-end fund drive, so please consider making a donation at nprillinois.org, or you can call 206-9847.
All that money that you've been saving, that you're not eating out a lot, put it to a pledge for WUIS and NPR Illinois and other things. That if you're not traveling, you're saving money. So let's support our local radio station and also the statewide news service that NPR Illinois provides. So I would just say, some of us might have a little extra that we're not expecting, and we can put that to good use to support really quality journalism.
That's Mary Bolin, our guest today on Community Voices. This is the year-end drive. We appreciate you being with us. And as Mary was urging, please support NPR Illinois. You can do it in a number of ways. If you haven't tried it before, a day sponsor is a really cool thing. For $20 a month, that's $240 in the year, you will then get a day's announcements on the station to recognize a special occasion. That's 8 announcements. And a lot of folks use them for birthdays and anniversaries. Maybe it's a graduation. It's a day sponsorship, and it's a nice way to share a special occasion. Again, that's a $20 a month contribution, and that would get you a day sponsorship each year. You can start off as low as $5 a month. That's the minimum amount. That's $60 a year. And $5 a month is a great way to get started as a new member if you haven't done it before. Please go to nprillinois.org or call 206-9847 and make your donation now. If you've already given, thank you.